Tommy Robinson rally in what he calls a demonstration for free speech. The BBC's Nick Johnson says police were targeted as a counter-protest was also being held with far fewer people.
Projectiles were thrown from United Kingdom protesters towards the police. Beer cans, there were glass bottles, a metal pole, a couple of circumstances, flares were being lit, but largely it did feel at that time that there were too few police officers to be able to control the situation, but extra officers came. We've seen those police officers that have been here from other parts of the country, and largely it feels now that police have this under control.
In Provo, Utah.
This is a turning point in our country's history.
That's from a vigil supporting Charlie Kirk, killed this week at an outdoor rally. The nation is confronting an increasingly stark political divide. Kirk was an ally and staunch supporter of President Trump, who has blamed what he calls the radical left for the situation, while liberal activists are blaming the right. This woman was at the vigil.
He truly did speak truth to power, and that he spoke up for a lot of people who felt that they did not have a voice.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to arrive in Israel tomorrow for a two-day visit in the wake of that Israeli attack on the capital of Qatar, targeting Hamas leaders. This is Israel ramps up attacks on Gaza City, where Palestinians are starving. Rubio says,
the U.S.-Israeli relationship is very strong. It continues to be strong. The president wants this conflict to end. He wants all the hostages out, all 48 of them.
Now to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine as President Trump threatens 50% to 100% tariffs on China. Former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
President Trump said he'd be willing to put new sanctions on Russia after all NATO nations introduce new sanctions of their own and stop buying Russian oil.
California lawmakers pass a bill banning ICE agents from wearing masks.
Governor Gavin Newsom hasn't said if he will sign the bill, which would apply to all law enforcement officers, even those from federal agencies. He's reviewing whether a state can legally regulate federal agents. Los Angeles County has approved a similar measure. County Supervisor Janice Hahn.
We do have criminals who are out there who could dress up as agents.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyon says he's not a proponent of the masks, but
if that's a tool that the men and women of ICE to keep themselves and their families safe, then I'll allow it.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
FBI Director Kash Patel is facing questions in congressional oversight hearing set for next week. Lawmakers are set to focus on his handling of the Charlie Kirk murder. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROLL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROLL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROLL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Uh-oh, France has some surprising competition.
Move over, France. A prestigious award has gone to an English sparkling wine. The first time that trophy at the International Wine Challenge Awards has gone to a fizz from outside the Champagne region of France. Nytimber's 2016 Blanc de Blanc Magnum beat four champagnes on the shortlist. French winemakers have begun to read the writing on that wall, though. Several have begun buying up land in the UK for future vineyards. If you can't beat them, join them. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Steven Spielberg is still celebrating the 50th anniversary of his blockbuster Jaws. This time it's at the Academy of Motion Pictures in L.A., and it's the first ever large-scale exhibition devoted to a single film. He says he didn't know what prop to keep, but someone talked him into keeping that dorsal fin that scared the heck out of everybody. Allison Keys, CBS News.
W.R.J. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of thunderstorms, a high near 73. Partly cloudy tonight, 65. Sunshine and highs in the mid-70s for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 64. Mostly sunny for Monday with a high near 77. Tuesday, sunny and a high around 78. It's 73 at our studios.
Central Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Feels so good. My girl at WRJ and Rick Johnson soundtrack for your Saturday afternoon for the weekend. What you got? Specific plans going on for tonight? Something fun? Maybe take your lady out to see a show or maybe even dinner? There you go. Treat her right. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
My way, 'cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. I mean, oh, you gotta
treat her like a lady.
Got to
treat her like.
Must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Shabam-shabam. I don't know if
I tell you what, baby, I needed to. Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5. Local news, timeless hits. Bring a friend along. It's WRJN. They're definitely going to love it. We have some baseball action for you coming up tonight about 6:30. The Brewers are hosting the Cardinals this evening, and it's going to be heard here at 6:30. Brewers Baseball brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Now, all I got to do, if you want to see the entire schedule of what's left, simple. WRJN.com, you'll find it
you
there.
Want something fresh. How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points, mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time. Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Time you may embrace, a time to refrain.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
We'll be right back. to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah,
I'm a believer.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh,
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
From the windy city of Chicago. That's the Shotlights. Tell me, have you seen her? Perhaps you have. Maybe she's been walking around having a good time. You should be outside walking around having a good time. It's nice outside, okay? Some of these summer days, we're not going to have many left. Here come the Stones.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then in flies the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack. Says I want my fans if I have this kind of detergent. I said, hey,
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, 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 say, love, love, traveling salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Beatles, Fab Four, all together, sure. Lady Madonna, WRJN. Rick Johnson, Saturday afternoon soundtrack for your Saturday afternoon. And tell you what, Don Rosen, man, don't miss him. He's on every weekday morning from 6 until 9. And his show is sponsored by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, supporting the community one step at a time. And coming up Monday, Don is going to have Kelly Cruz. She's the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. You know, she's going to be talking about, oh, you know it, Party in the Pavement, on the Pavement, actually is what it should be on there. Party on the Pavement's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up next Saturday, and she'll have a lot of good information for you.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco fire products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Sly, Sylvester Stone, me and the everyday people, all the common folk, huh? You outside today, hopefully? It's nice out there, man. I'll tell you what, a few of these summer days left, you better get out and enjoy them because they're numbered. Dion and the Belmonts, Teenager in Love.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Lawmakers and advocates from both the left and right are doing some soul searching in the wake of this week's politically motivated killing of conservative leader Charlie Kirk. Kirk's funeral is set for next Sunday at the home of the Arizona Cardinals. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis is criticizing commentators who say the nation is at war. CBS News reporter Cara Finstrom.
Bob Schrum is the director of USC's Center for the Political Future. He says this assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk should alarm everyone.
If we go down that road, we are heading toward the destruction of democracy.
Kirk's murder follows other recent acts of violence, including murders of a senior Democratic state lawmaker and her husband in Minnesota. Schrum believes numerous factors have fueled the country's polarization.
We don't have a common basis of information anymore. Conspiracy theories abound.
In London, arrests were made after far-right demonstrators clashed with police, throwing things and kicking and punching some of the officers. Reporter Catherine Arms with details.
More than 100,000 people joined in a Unite the Kingdom rally organized by far-right leader Tommy Robinson in London. Largely peaceful at the start, police faced hostility with